are so many things in life that you have to compromise, especially because of budget, the clothes you buy, the food you buy, and healthcare should not be one of those things. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc. I have a bunch of health issues. For example, my feet randomly hurting so bad that I cannot walk anywhere. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the chain.
Welcome to the damn chain.
Welcome, guys. This is the BCC Club. We're your hosts.
I'm Kendall Landreth.
And I'm Sarah Schauer.
And every single week at the BCC Club, we go down a rabbit hole of something on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, we're talking about the good old LeBrant fam.
Yeah. We have touched on them before against our will, but you know how we have so many episodes on family vloggers, mommy vloggers, anything in between.
Yeah.
Our opinions on them, but we wanted to do a deep dive on the LeBrant fam.
I mean, you gotta. They're kind of, in my mind, they're kind of like the king and queen of family vlogging.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even... They're kind of the Kardashians of family vlogging. They, like, are...
Yeah.
They're just so rich, and they're kind of to the point where they don't even have to post very much. Like, they post, yeah, like, a vlog a month. Like, they really don't do much.
Yeah.
So they're pretty... Yeah, they're iconic in the family vlog space.
Mm-hmm. And Cole was a Viner, and I was a Viner.
I was going to ask about that, because I remember him on Vine.
Mm-hmm.
Was he... Did you ever meet him?
No.
Did you guys collab?
No.
Just kidding.
I met, King Batch a couple times. He was, like, the biggest Viner at the time. And then I had a stand-up show with him in Malibu the other week.
Wow.
And I went on, and he was like, "You're really funny."
Oh, that's nice.
And I was like, "So were you, King Batch." The thing is, okay, this is going to sound weird. Of all the people in that, like, top Viners, there were so many of them were obnoxious. I do find King Batch a little bit funny.
That's incredible.
Yeah, but most of the rest of them, I don't.
I never was into Vine. It's so crazy because I should have been. It was like I was at the age.
That was like your, like, MTV.
Yeah, it should have been. I just never, like, got into it. I'm always late to the game, you'll find. Like,
yeah.
I got on Snapchat 3 years after everyone. I got on Instagram 3 years after everybody. I'm just now watching Yellow Jackets.
Yeah.
I'm just now watching Santa Clarita Diet.
Yeah.
I'm so behind. But I, yeah, never really got into Vine, and then it was done. So I, you know. I think I watched a lot of Vine on YouTube. Like, I'd watch Vine compilations on YouTube, but didn't really do Vine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I remember Cole LeBrant, but before we get into that, how was your week?
My week was great. What did I do this week? I mean, we talked about it on the episode that's either coming out in the future or
the last week.
Yeah. It's I was moving. I'm trying to think of a funny story today. The Spectrum guy came over and he installed my Spectrum cable.
Yeah.
And I had a bag of if you guys buy a lot of Legos, if you buy Legos over $100, you get, like, certain, like, additional free sets.
Yeah.
And so he was like, "You like Legos?" And I was like, "Take a look around, buddy. Like, look at this place." And he's like, "Yeah, I didn't want to say anything."
Yeah.
And so he was like, "My niece really likes Legos." And I was like, "You should get her more Legos." And he's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "You know what? I have a bag full of, like, Lego sets if you want to." Like, and so he's like, "Are you serious?" And so I,
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, and so I wanted to give him cute ones, because a lot of the ones that were on top were, like, Christmas sets that they give out, or, like, Easter or something, and I'm like, this is not topical.
Yeah.
And so he ended up taking one of the small New York postcard sets.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know.
She must be so excited.
I'm really, he was a cool Spectrum worker. He was showing us videos of his dog, and I was like, "Is the cable set up?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah." But
he's like, "That's been set up for hours."
No, yeah, he was talking about he services, like, most of, like, Beverly Hills, like, all the, whatever. And I was like, have you ever been to like a celebrity's house? And he was like, Tobey Maguire is a dick. And I was like,
no.
I've heard that. And he was like, I was talking to his neighbors as well, and they said he was a dick. I was like, do you know how rude you have to be for your neighbors to acknowledge
that? Yeah, because how do they even know? Like, I don't know if my neighbors are dicks.
Yeah, but he was like, someone who was in the Power Rangers, he went to their house. And, crap. He went to the basis for The Cure or something, I think.
Whoa.
I know. So I'm like, that's cool. And you set up their internet.
That's crazy. There are a lot of people. I feel like there are a lot of people like that where I'm like, oh, yeah, your job is so normal. But, like, someone has to do it for celebrities. Like,
oh, yeah.
Delivering packages or, like, whatever.
He's on Kamala Harris.
Wow.
She lives in L.A. And I was like, I could have sworn that she's from San Francisco.
She's probably from there.
Yeah.
But she probably lives here now. That is funny to think because I'm like, yeah, why does she live in L.A.? But I think in my head, I'm like, well, because she's a celebrity. But I'm like, but she's not.
She's the vice president. Yeah.
She's a vice president. Yeah. Doesn't she live in the White House? Was she nice?
He didn't say, but he said that the street was shut down. Like, you, like, couldn't go on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I guess it's, like, I feel like with politicians, you will never really know if they're nice. Because I'm, like, Kamala Harris would probably not, like, be an asshole to anyone.
Yeah.
Because they would be, like, Kamala Harris was an asshole.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the end. You know, that's, like, really detrimental.
Yeah.
So you probably should have to be nice to every single person. That's so hard, honestly. I feel like there are times where even, like, I'm not famous in any capacity, but like when I do go out, I would say like every time I go out, I get recognized usually. And I feel like it has made me be like, sometimes someone's rude to me in public or like someone cuts me in line and I just have to be like, well, whatever, because I'm not.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, someone like knows who I am. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you find something in there?
I'm going to find a cough drop. I have some coleslaw stuck in the back. Still stuck in the back. Also, I need to go to a dentist because I feel like my gums are receding in the way back.
Well, the way back, you got to really take care of it back
no,
there.
No, I do. I just, it feels weird. And so, like, there's a lot. I get, like, so hyper aware of my mouth.
I'm the same way. I get really freaked out about it.
Yeah, that and obviously, like, any sort of chest pain. Like, I'm like, but, like, mouth and chest, I'm like, I'm just, like, so, yeah. I can't even focus on anything else.
You get freaked about chest pain?
Yeah.
I feel like chest pain for me, I, like, used to get really big anxiety about chest pain.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, so many different things that over time I'm just like, what? How can I be freaked out about chest pain? Because I'm like, it's always heartburn or anxiety.
Yeah, and I didn't know that for the longest time. Like, I started taking Tums, and I was like, oh, I cut my panic attacks, quote, unquote, in half because I was like, oh, I'm not having a panic attack. I'm having heartburn, and the acid by my heart makes it feel like I'm anxious. But, no, yeah, I think I've told this. This is part of my stand-up. Like, I was having a panic attack one time. I called my mom. You know, because, like, I'm, like, I'm having a heart attack. And I was, like, the thing that used to comfort me was if I'm having a heart attack, I would have died by now.
Yeah.
And mom's, like, oh, no. People have heart attacks for days. And I was, like, oh, God.
Damn.
So, like, if you're ever, like, you think, like, you know, like, it'll be over soon. Yeah. Like,
it'll be over soon. No,
it won't. But the thing is it's crazy that, like, sometimes people can be, like, having heart attacks or aneurysm, or not, probably not aneurysms, but you're just so stubborn.
Yeah.
Like, you just hold out.
Dude, I mean, my girlfriend, this is crazy. I honestly hate telling the story because it makes me sick to my stomach, but their appendix broke
years ago.
Broke. Now, this, when they were at their house, so they were like, I'm sick. They were like on the bathroom floor and their appendix burst. That like doesn't happen ever. Like, usually people go to the hospital when their appendix is slightly inflamed and then it never bursts. Like, someone's appendix bursting is not common.
Yeah.
And it especially is not common to happen at your house and then you then be transported to the hospital. Like, it is just not a thing that happens. And it is at the hospital. They were like, we don't even know how you survived this. This is so crazy. But people will push through the weirdest things. Everybody's body is so different and like reacts to things in an insane way. And like, my girlfriend has autoimmune stuff. Like, is not the most like, it's not like my girlfriend's Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
That's my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
But
Michelle Phelps.
Michelle Phelps. I mean, they're like healthy, but they're not like, they have medical stuff and they still like push through. It's bizarre.
Yeah. I used to be so afraid of going to doctors. That's why I let like a lot of things in my body run wild. But like, when my freshman year of college, like between, like it was about to be Christmas break, everyone had pretty much already gone, and I lived at this dorm super far away from like the medical, like whatever. And I thought I was having horrible period pains, but it was like stabbing pain, And so there was no one there. This is before Uber. That's how old I am. And like, I didn't want to get a taxi. I had to walk across campus, but every 4 feet I would squat and I would have to like hold that position for like 10 seconds before I could stand back up, walk four feet and squat. I had a cyst on my overburst. But I was like, it hurts so bad. And I just imagine how I looked walking across campus. Cause I was literally just like, and then walk a couple feet.
Oh God. Man. Crazy. Well, today we're talking about the LaRib.
Wait, no, how was your week?
Well, did I not say?
Oh, how was your... No. Did you?
I mean, you talked about
Jordan a little bit.
Oh, no. Yeah, my week was good. It was good. I missed my girlfriend. They went to Mexico, so they've been gone all week. But I like having the place to myself. But day five, I'm kind of like, I miss them.
Yeah.
I have to burp. I'm going to kill
myself. It's okay. Here, you burp and I'll fart.
No!
I'll fart to cover your burp.
You're going to cause like a Pavlovic response where I'm like afraid to burp. I'm going to be like at my house and be like, Sarah's going to fart. And my girlfriend's like, what?
That's one of my favorite, like, I feel like a childish, but it's like, I love when someone coughs to cover a fart, but they cough before they fart. All right.
One of my worst things I've ever done to my girlfriend was we were in Utah and we were in this like small little store. And I farted, like, really loud. And I, like, did not. It was, like, one of those moments I did not know it was coming. It just, like, happened. And I immediately, within, like, half a second, went, Jordan, so loudly. And they looked at me just, like, the widest eyes. Like, they could not believe the betrayal that I had just done.
Oh, my God.
And I immediately started just being like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I did that. Like, I don't know why. Like, I don't know what I just did. But I, like, could not. I just immediately screamed their name. So that was rude of me. But yeah, my week was good. I ordered DoorDash. I was a party girl this week because my girlfriend's out of town. I ordered DoorDash multiple times and just kind of stayed in my room. I mean, we worked the whole time, but I watched, like I said, Yellow Jackets. Everyone's so tired of me talking about the show, but it really is. I'm really into it right now.
Yeah, you guys should watch it. Have you ever had a Letterman jacket?
Yeah, they were really in when I was in middle school. Briefly, but like Letterman jackets that weren't Letterman jackets, like Letterman jackets from Forever 21.
Yeah.
That were like pink and had sparkles. I had one of those.
You seem like you would have been in band.
Yeah, but I was in the equivalent, which was improv club.
Yeah.
Like same crowd.
Oh my God, if they had an improv section of like a band.
I was in band in middle school.
Yeah.
Briefly. No. Elementary school. I was in band. But then we would walk over to the middle school to do band practice. I played the trumpet. And I remember one day, the only other person who played trumpet, well, it was me and my friend Nathan and my boyfriend at the time. And
do you still love him?
I'm still in love with him. No, he actually just had a baby, which is crazy.
Oh, wow.
But he's not listening to this. I was going to be like, he's probably like, stop talking about me. I'm like, that would be crazy if he listened to this podcast.
Wait, no, you say that. And one time I talked about this medical thing that happened to my high school boyfriend. And then like literally 6 years later, like when I talked about it, like he was like, can you not talk about me? Like that thing.
Okay, maybe I should bleep out my ex-boyfriend's name. Now, we were in like third grade, but we would walk over to the middle school, and on the way back, this is how gay I was. I truly was like, I'm bored. Like, we were heading back from band. We were going to be back in like just regular class. I was like bored. I wanted to stir the pot. And we'd been together for like a year. Mm-hmm. We didn't really talk very much, but we like were boyfriend, girlfriend for like a year. And I just walked out to him and said, I'm breaking up with you. And I remember he pulled the strings on his hoodie.
Yeah.
To where it was just a little hole. He ran away.
Oh my God.
He was so upset. And I feel bad about that. But I was in band.
Oh, wow. I remember some band kids at my elementary school. It was St. Patrick's Day. And I know that everyone was running around pinching each other. And these two kids in band didn't realize they were running straight at each other. And they both broke each other's noses on the other person's nose.
Band kids are it's another world. My sister was a band kid. So I did spend a lot of time around band because when I was growing up, my sister she played the flute and she was in marching band and jazz band and color guard. Like she was in band, like all in it. So I was at all the band competitions. I was at all, you know, all that stuff.
My brother plays the piano, which is not in band. That would be funny to see. my dad plays the trombone and the bass guitar. And he was in band with the trombone. Not the bass guitar would be funny to see. And then my sister plays the alto sax. And she was in band. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my mom sings.
What do you do?
I briefly played the piano, but the teacher was so Russian, she scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Every time I would press the keys, she'd slap my wrists and be like, relax. And I couldn't continue.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Wow. Hello, everyone. It's Kendall, and I'm so excited today to share with you that today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. I love ZocDoc. We know it to be true. There are so many things in life that you have to compromise, especially because of budget, the clothes you buy, the food you buy, and healthcare should not be one of those things. No matter your budget, you should always be getting good care when it comes to your health. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc. I have a bunch of health issues, and it is so nice when a new one arises. For example, my feet randomly hurting so bad that I cannot walk anywhere. I don't know an orthopedic doctor, so it's great to go on ZocDoc and make sure that I'm finding one that has a bunch of really good reviews from people who have used them before. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
There's other children who are really musically inclined.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Everly LeBrant.
Yeah, I mean, dance is akin, like, it's basically like music.
Did you just see her music video?
No.
It's so, I honestly thought all day if I should talk about it because people are like, this is a child. And I'm like, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But people are also saying this is kind of the Friday of everyone's, of this generation.
Yeah.
So Everly LeBrant, who's the oldest daughter of the LeBrant fam, she just released the song called Like Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
It is just her kind of saying titles of Taylor Swift songs.
Uh-huh.
So she's like, my favorite part is she goes, like a Dear John, which is a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
She said, like 22. She just kind of says names of Taylor Swift songs, but it's incredibly high production value.
Uh-huh.
And it is really funny. And it's been in my head for days now.
You want to know what's crazy?
What?
This song that was, someone used Drake's voice to create a song. Like, the guy wrote the song.
Yeah.
And then he, like, used, like, not AI. He used, like, a program to, like, make Drake say it. And now it's eligible for a Grammy.
What? What song?
I don't know. But
is that allowed?
It is allowed because a human wrote the song. However, it's, like, weird because he made Drake's voice say it.
Could Drake win a Grammy?
I don't know. Because
that,
like,
could be. That's easy.
But I was like, that should be illegal. Yeah.
That's really weird. yeah, she writes this song. I mean, it does seem, the reason I like it, it seems like a song she wrote, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like this 10-year-old child wrote the song and brought it to her parents.
Yeah.
You know, everyone is like, this is terrible because her parents are exploiting her. And I'm like, yes, but like, we can do that all day. Like, I agree, but they are already doing it. So,
yeah.
This is just another thing in the exploitation bucket, I guess.
We're not being like, oh, exploitation. Like, we've literally talked about this topic so many times. Like, if you want to hear how we really feel about exploiting children, and again, my advice, if you want to exploit a family member, get Meemaw.
Exactly.
Make Meemaw.
Exactly.
Yeah, because then she can consent if she's of sound mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, she releases this song and people are calling it the new Friday. And I think that's very exciting.
I will only listen to it if someone from the future tells me that Everly LeBrant becomes the next lesbian icon. Because Rebecca Black did become.
I know.
Yeah.
What's the other part of the song? She goes, okay, I remembered it. She goes, are you ready for it? Are you 22? Something, something. Look at what you made me do.
Okay. So who is the LeBrant fam? My computer just turned back on. The LeBrant fam is one of the most popular YouTube family channels. It consists of Cole, Savannah LeBrant, and their four children, Everly. I'm not going to say the rest of their names, but we did just say Everly. There's four children. The channel was formerly known as Cole and Sav and currently has over 13 million followers on YouTube. The LeBrant family reportedly gained their first 1 million subscribers in January of 2017, which checks out because that's around when Vine, like, because, I mean, Cole transitioned from Vine to YouTube way before that, but, like, he didn't become, like, a family guy until he got with Sav, and that's when they made their family channel. The LeBrant family channel is believed to generate around $15,000 per day or $5.5 million per year based on their videos, averaging 3 million views per day. And Cole and Sav have an estimated net worth of $15 million. Cole became famous when he started on Vine with Dem White Boys, along with Baylor Barnes and John Stephen Grice. They focused on pranks, stunts, and comedy content. We use the word comedy very loosely. They, like, humped the floor and, like, danced and all that stuff. And Sav became famous. She, on Musical.ly, posting videos of her daughter, Everly. Sav gave birth to Everly in 2012 and broke up with Everly's father due to cheating rumors. We're not going to go too much into that because whatever. But Cole and Sav got together when they, on Musical.ly, after Cole messaged Sav for a shout out. God.
God. Well, put that in the wedding vows. How beautiful is that?
So gay. And I mean that in, like, the derogatory way. Months later, when Cole was visiting California, he spotted Sav at the mall. And they began dating in 2016. And then in 2017, they got married. But also, Cole LeBrant is, like, a super Christian, and so was Sav.
Well, but she wasn't as much when they got together, I don't think.
Yeah.
She, she was Christian. I don't know her, but life. But
she had a child out of wedlock.
Yeah, she had a child. Let's just say.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
We're judging women now.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't have a baby out of wedlock. Just kidding. But so he kind of, you know. But then they waited till marriage. I only say this sounds like I'm sharing really personal details, but this is only things they've made very public videos about.
Oh, yeah. This is, like, public info.
Yeah. Imagine we find out I'm, like, best friends with them.
Yeah.
They shared all this, but they, like, waited till marriage. That was a huge deal. And, you know, now they're both really, really religious. And they are, just super Christians, very pro-life. We'll get into all of that, I guess. I'm jumping the gun. But they're the biggest family vlog channel, I would say.
Yeah, I think I distinctly remember once Cole lost his virginity, he tweeted it.
Yeah.
And he's like, just lost my virginity or something.
They also posted a video the day after they got married.
Yeah.
It's them on their honeymoon. They're wearing, like, these really, like, matchy kind of short little what are they called? Pajamas. That's what it is. God. Last time I ever did this podcast without taking my meds, they were in these cute little pajamas and she's, like, sitting on his lap and they're just, like, talking about married life as if they have not been married for literally less than 8 hours.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how they had sex and, like, how magical it was. And I remember Savannah LeBrant going, you guys, just don't fight with your partner. Like, just don't fight with your husband because it's just, like, literally, why would you do that? Like, just don't fight with them.
Yeah.
I just love it because.
No, but that's so true.
It's the craziest thing. Yeah. It's the craziest thing. I just am like, you've literally been married 2 seconds and you're like, and only been dating for, like, a year. And then a lot of that was long distance.
Yeah.
And also, you're both, like, rich and you're both famous. It's just, I'm like, what is this? What marriage advice? But they. Yeah, we're very open about that. Their whole wedding was filmed. I mean, they filmed Cole filmed himself asking Everly if he could ask Savannah to marry him. They filmed everything.
I think those are, I'm so sorry, guys. I think those are so cheesy.
What, asking your daughter to?
filming that. I don't mind if you do it at the wedding. Like, like if Cole brought up Everly. Actually, no. I'm still, like, uncomfortable by that fact.
I think he did do that.
I also feel bad about this, but this is something I don't feel anything for. Coming home videos.
From military?
Because my mom was in the military. And anytime I watch them, I feel like, I don't know, they feel like weird.
I think I feel like any videos where, I think I am affected by those videos, but not just military ones. Like, I've seen, like, mom gets out of prison or mom, like, all of these different ones.
Yeah.
Because I think you can, like, viscerally see in a young child their, like, need for a parent. Do you know, like, a mom? Do you know what I mean? Not a mom specifically, but just a parent in general.
Yeah.
So, like, when a mom walks in and the kid, like, goes to them and it's just, like, wailing in the middle of their, like, kindergarten class, I'm like, wow.
Oh, dude.
That's really sad.
I was thinking about the ones at, like, a pep rally.
Oh, where they, like, dress up in the mascot uniform.
Or when they're announcing prom queen and king, and then, like, their brother comes home from Iraq, and I'm like, this hurts to watch.
Why? Because you think it's cringy, or you like it?
I think it's cringy. I'm so sorry. I know it's sweet, and
I get what you're saying.
You can love people in the military. I'm not judging. But, like, I mean, it's just, like,
I don't like anything where I'm inviting people into such a personal part of my life.
Yeah, like, it's such an intimate moment.
Yeah.
Like, I would probably, if I cared, I would act really weird, you know? And so, like, I don't want people to film and watch that and, you know.
Well, people are so, too, people do not understand sometimes that people act so uncomfortable when they're in public sometimes, and that is totally normal. So I'll see videos all the time. Like, I saw a coming home video recently of a dad who was, like, surprising his daughter in class because he came home from the military. And she runs up to him crying, and he's, like, hugging her, but you can tell feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And all the comments were like, this guy gives weird vibes. Why is he so uncomfortable? He's acting like he doesn't even know her. And I'm like, because he's trying to do this thing that maybe he shouldn't be doing, which is, like, clearly he's uncomfortable being filmed and in public and being emotional.
Yeah.
So he's trying to, like, do all three at the same time and looks like a sociopath.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, if some people get uncomfortable on camera or, like, in weird situations.
Yeah.
Especially if it's being done to you and it's surprising you.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one time my friends threw a surprise birthday party for me.
Yeah.
And I remember later feeling, like, really anxious that I'd seemed ungrateful, but I was just so nervous that I was, like, so uncomfortable, and I did not prepare, and I, like, wasn't dressed how I would have chosen to dress for it, and I was just, like, so nervous.
Yeah.
That I thought I acted kind of, like, weird. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, like, I, and, okay, we're not saying that these are the wrong types of videos. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, we're just, like, we personally don't like them. But, like, I imagine it is such an intimate moment. It's such a, can you imagine in the opposite direction if it was bad news?
Yeah.
Imagine going up to your daughter who won prom queen and being like, grandma died. And then just filming the reaction of her collapsing onto the floor.
Would you ever do a public proposal?
No.
I wouldn't either.
If my partner ever proposed to me in a public space, I would literally, like, I'd be straight that day on, you know?
It's just so wild because I'm like, why would you want these people here for this? Like, just strangers? Like, what? The whole public thing.
The clapping? I can't do it.
And what do you do after? You, like, stand up and then you just kind of, like, walk away. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, you got, like, those weird dents on your knees from the gravel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, they just, like, sorry, the LeBrand family, like, they just filmed all that type of stuff. And it's very, like, it makes me very uncomfortable because I just think the whole, like, she has a dad.
Yeah.
You're coming into this as a stepdad.
Uh-huh.
Which is, like, a very important role. But the whole just, like, I think they very much treated it as, like, here's your new daddy.
Yeah.
And he was just wanting to post all of this stuff online being very, like, look how great of a dad I can be.
Yeah.
And I'm like, being a great dad is not about, as a dad myself, being a great dad is not about.
I mean, that shirt does suggest you have two children at home. So
I like the shirt.
No, this shirt says I have a man cave. So, I mean, we're both on the same page.
What does it say?
It's Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I thought from the whole time we've been filming, I've assumed it says Caesar's Palace.
Because it has the same font.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, Caesar's Palace t-shirt.
Oh, there's like a hole in the side, and sometimes my nipple will slip into the hole, and I just have my nipple, like, very subtly, like, poking out of my shirt.
Please do one episode where we don't talk about it, and you just have a nipple sticking out.
I've worn this shirt a couple times, so I might have.
That is really, really funny. Anyways, so they have that YouTube channel, and people consider Everly to be the star of the family.
Yeah.
And why it really went viral, she's kind of always had some star quality going on. Mm-hmm. She's an incredible dancer. Mm-hmm. Like, actually, it's crazy. I mean, I'm pretty easily impressed as a person who can't dance for my life. But, she's very, very good. She, like, wins awards all over the country. She's uh-huh. very talented. And she's always been good at dancing, like, since she was, like, 3 years old.
Yeah.
And she, like, is homeschooled to dance. She's very much, like, if Dance Moms was on right now, she would be on it, probably.
Yeah, wait. That is something I feel bad. If you're a dancer or a cheerleader, like, competitive, like, I feel like those girls growing up were just always doing that.
Yes.
Like, there was, you saw them at school, like, maybe for half an hour.
Yeah.
But, like, I knew girls in, like, a competitive cheerleading, like, mm-hmm. and they just, I felt like I never saw them, but they were, yeah. like, at school.
It's why I wouldn't, I used to think when I was younger, I'd be like, well, if my kid wanted to do something, I would let them do it full out, yeah. you know? But as I've gotten older, I don't think I'll have kids, so maybe it's easier to decide these things, because yeah. it will never be, put into action. But
you sign up the neighbor's kid.
But I used to be like, well, if I had a kid and they said I want to be an actor, I'd move him to Hollywood and let him be an actor.
Yeah.
And I just, as I've gotten older, I've been like, no, I'm not. If you want to be a dancer, that's awesome, but you're not getting taken out of school.
Yeah.
And you need to do other things, and you need to, like, care about something else, and you need yeah. to, like, do, because I, every year when I was a kid, I would go to my mom and I would beg her to let me move to Hollywood mm-hmm. to become an actor.
Yeah.
And she would say no. She was so supportive of my acting, but she would say no. And yeah. I'm, like, so grateful that she did that. And I did so many other things. I did golf. I did student council. I was mm-hmm. on our news network. I did basketball. I did all these things that, when I look back, I'm like, are the reason that I think I can, like, just helped me so much grow as a human being.
Yeah.
And I have, like, a friend who grew up in dance. My best friend, like, did competition dance growing up. And she's always like, I hate that I, like, didn't know about anything else. Like, my yeah. whole life was just this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that. And then I couldn't do anything else ever. And cheer is so crazy to me, because you literally can't do that past the age of 20 years old.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how do you stay motivated to do this?
I feel like being, like, yeah, cheerleading does break my heart. Whenever so these are one of the things I do get sad about. Whenever I see, like, a cheerleader video of, like, their last competition, I'm like, where actually do you go from here?
Literally. Well, yeah. Because not only, I guess you coach cheer. That's, like, the only thing you can do.
Or you could be, like, a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, or, like, a football team cheerleader.
Yeah. But it's not even, like, the same thing.
Like, no, it's not, like, competitive. It's just for cheering.
It's just to cheer.
Yeah.
But it's also wild, because, like, when you end it, your body is fucked.
Yeah.
Like, really fucked up. Like, forever. Yeah. Like, your body will never be the same, because you've hurt it so much.
Oh, yeah.
From cheering. And then you're just 20 years old and, like, have to go do something else.
Yeah.
It's wild. But, like, if my kid wanted to cheer, okay. But, like, I'm not, you got to do other stuff and care about other things.
Yeah.
And because it's not, I just think you'll regret it if you, you know.
No, seriously.
And it just is sad, too. Like, I think the dance, like, Jordan was talking about this the other day, because we saw Beyonce
mm-hmm.
and Blue Ivy, you know, comes out yeah. and does the dance. And I was like, God, she's so good. She's so good. And Jordan was like, yeah, but can you imagine if she was anything else besides good? Like, she's literally not in school and just does this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, that's true. And I think there's a lot of people, like, I mean, Maddie Ziegler, I think, is an incredible dancer, but, like, didn't yeah. go to school growing up and just danced. And
yeah.
Everly is, like, similar. They just dance constantly. And it's like, yeah, you're good at this, but, like, what else?
No, seriously. We had an episode on Nepotism Babies. And one of the points that I think is really what we could do a part two on are nepotism babies who are not good
at
what
sad.
They do. Like, because yeah. it's like, we do, nepotism babies, I feel like, get a bad rep. If your parents are both actors and you become an actor, sure, it's not fair, but also it makes sense that you're doing that.
Yeah.
You know, like, if your mom is Beyonce and then you become, like, a motorcycle, like, writer, like, professional, I'm like, who do you know? That's not fair. Like, I yeah. want to explore, like, the Chet Hankses of the world.
Yeah, yes, truly. Yeah. Because I think, you know, I grew up, I didn't have any connections in any capacity.
Yeah.
So any success I ever get in the future, I will be like, wow, such a proud moment for me. Whereas nepotism, yeah. it's the opposite, where it's like, it would be normal for me to not succeed in this industry,
yeah.
you know? But if you're a nepotism baby, every success, you're just like, well, yeah, thank God, because
yeah.
anything less than this would have been embarrassing. That's
no,
so sad.
No, seriously. But
Everly is a really good dancer. She is incredible. She has a lot of good musicality. Now she's a singer. She's my new favorite song, Like a Dear John.
Oh, my God.
Kind of like a song. I can't stop singing it.
But the channel is known for its clickbaity titles. They've become less clickbaity because times are changing. But examples include the LeBrant Family Christmas Special, in asterisk, emotional present opening. And then in all caps, Savannah helps deliver baby Jaden.
So cute.
Posey has her first sleepover. You won't believe this. Everly and Savannah were not happy about this prank. Their biggest fear.
There was an era of YouTube where you just describe.
Yeah.
The titles were so long.
Yeah.
Emotional. Family reunion. Like, after the title, like, 90 buzzwords.
But, I mean, if you think about how people search videos, like, you'll see on TikTok someone talking about a video. They're like, did you see that girl who, like, is her boyfriend is moving out?
Yeah.
You know, and so she thinks that they're going to stay together. So if you don't have any other context, you're like, you have to search boyfriend moves out of girl's house.
Yeah.
And that's, like, would make sense to title it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny. There's also... Everly and Posey meet their baby brother for the first time. Cutest reactions ever. Newborn baby's first photo shoot will leave you speechless.
The baby is dead.
The baby died.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then, oh yeah, our first pet died.
But wasn't this a prank?
Was it?
I know they got a lot of hate because they pranked their daughter and told her that her dog like moved away or died or something. And then she cried and they were like, just kidding. That's a prank. And she was like really mad at them.
Yeah. I mean, I would be too. But I mean, if you think about which pet is gonna most likely to go, it's the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So crazy. And they also went, and I don't know if this comes in later, but they're clickbaity titles that have also gotten them in really big trouble. They made a documentary is quite a kind word to use. I don't know if I'd call it a documentary, but it was titled Our Daughter Has Cancer or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was a long video and the thumbnail was just them holding their daughter. I think it was Posey's hand.
Yeah.
And it was a premiere. So you can't watch it right away. So people are like, oh my God, their daughter has cancer. This is terrible. Finally, it premieres, and you realize it's just about them going and helping this family in another state whose daughter has cancer.
Uh-huh.
Crazy. So there was that one. They also had one. They were like, our house got burned down in the wildfires, and it, like, just didn't. Like, that just didn't happen, and they weren't even close to the wildfires. So they've had a lot of clickbaity titles that have just been, like, so offensive. Yeah.
They also have a huge following. I'm not going to talk about their stats, but they have a large connection to Christianity. And I'm, again, we're going to say this. Being a Christian is not a bad thing. If any religion that you follow makes you a genuinely good person and gives you hope and fills your soul with happiness, good for you.
Yeah.
A lot of people use religion to be bad people, though. And we're talking about those people.
If you're a gay, pro-choice Christian listening right now,
yeah,
I'm not talking about you.
If you're Episcopalian, we know you exist. those are the gay autistic Christians.
Yeah. But the LeBrants are not like that. They're a very conservative Christian.
Yeah.
And just so like God, they're just so privileged.
Uh-huh.
Like they are the most just like Cole LeBrant has been rich since the day he was a child.
Yeah.
He is blonde. They're all blonde, blue-eyed, just like...
Says the person who says blonde with blue eyes.
My eyes are green!
They're blue.
No, they're not, Sarah. They're green.
They're like... What's that color between green and blue?
Aqua?
Yeah, that one that every person paints their room when they're like a little kid.
Neon green?
Not neon
green.
That's
what everyone in my middle school did. My eyes are green. They're emerald. And Sarah's wrong.
My eyes are blue.
But also, I wasn't born rich and I'm not a Christian.
I was born Christian. And the rest is drag. But They grew up devout Christians, very conservative. In November 2016, Sav tweeted, "Everyone's going crazy about who to vote for. It's either the baby murderer or the guy who badmouths women. I'm just over here loving Jesus." The baby murderer or the guy who badmouths women? So that's the guy who sexually assaults women?
Yeah, badmouths is quite a kind way to word that.
What a way to frame it. But yeah, they talk about that a lot. Cole posted on Instagram Instagram photo for Zealand's third birthday, I guess said his name. My only son's three today. The prayer for you is the same prayer I say with you every night, that you would find God and see his goodness at a young age, that you're strong and lead those around you to righteousness, that you stick up for the weak, that you give generously, that you never forget who you are, and most importantly, whose you are. Oh, that your joy and peace would come from God, not from this world, that you would not so easily fall for the lies of this world, that you would live a long, healthy life that glorifies God all your days, and that you would always know your mom and dad love you more than words. Happy birthday, Zealand. I'm so proud of you.
P.S. I hope you're not gay, and you're exactly what we want you to be. I just always find it odd when people like this put, where is it, that you... You, most importantly, you never forget who you are. I'm like, no, you don't even know who they are. You know what I mean? I'm like, you don't want to know who they are.
Yeah.
You've decided that who they are is pre-decided, that you know who they are. So if they steer away from that, they're not being who they are. But it's like, you don't know who they are.
I think for a lot of more extreme Christians, this seems pretty par for the course, like for an Instagram caption. My only real thing that like bugs me about this, it's not the religious aspect.
No.
It's the fact that it's emphasizing who you're going to be. Like, imagine if I like wished my partner a happy birthday and I was like, I can't wait for you to finally blow up with music. Or like, how about like, what about you've had 3 great years with this kid. You know, like, you've taught me what it's like to be a great father.
You're so curious. You're so smart and kind. It's just very like, here's what I hope for you.
Here's what you should become.
I do think really religious parents, raising a child is so fearful. Like, it is just like, all I hope is that by the time you're 18, you are not like this. And it's like a poster child of like an alternative teenager.
Yeah.
They're like, please don't become that.
No, yeah,
so it is just them praying constantly that their kid doesn't become fucked up.
No, yeah, that's like masculinity and femininity. Like, femininity can be defined by itself, but masculinity is everything that is not feminine.
Yeah.
Like, masculinity cannot exist if femininity did not exist.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like, masculinity is like no pink. Like no like girly stuff. It's like, it's the absence. And so that's like crazy. That's like, you know how there's no woman without man?
Yeah.
There's no masculinity without femininity.
Right, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're super religious. I mean, these are just a bunch of captions of them saying that. There's no problem with that. It's that they're just like, we've talked about this a little bit before with like manifesting.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm not putting down manifesting. I think there's so much power
and manifestation
saying,
is like, can be, is
yes,
real.
Like if I say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it. You know, and I believe there's truth that if your words are powerful, all of that is true. But if you don't acknowledge like privilege in that, then it's stupid. It is true. You can't just say, well, I got into Harvard because I manifested it, not because my parents are alumni of Harvard and I'm rich and went to a private school. You know what I mean? Like, no, you didn't manifest that. Maybe you also were confident and spoke it into existence, but it's just harmful because it is like, well, there's people who are poor, live in bad, like bad neighborhoods with parents who are abusive, who are like, I manifest every morning and my life still is ass.
Yeah.
And I think it's similar with them and their religion, where it is a religion that is like is able to be upkept because their lives have no fucking problems.
I'm going to say this. If they were ugly, they would not have a following.
Seriously, they are the most. I know I'm blonde. Okay.
Yeah.
But let's face it. I'm not as blonde as them. They dye their hair.
We're doing a blonde off.
Blonde off. They have comically blonde hair.
Yeah, you're like a sandy, you know.
They dye their hair. Their hair is like white.
It's like a natural balayage.
Thank you so much. It's not natural. But they are so traditionally attractive.
Uh-huh.
Someone made a post that was like, It was some meme, and it was like Savannah LeBrant when she has a brown-eyed baby. And it really is true. All their babies look like American Girl dolls, but like the original, the yeah. ones that first came out before anything was inclusive. It's really just scary. But they're rich. Their families are like supportive. I already said they're rich. I was going to say they have money.
Yeah.
All their kids are healthy. It's like they just live this perfect life. And then they're like, Listen, it's not always easy to keep believing and to keep being,
yeah,
like having a strong relationship with God. And I'm like, no, it isn't. Shut up. Like, yeah. It's not. Your life is so easy. So I just think it's similar. The reason I bring this up is because they also made a documentary about how they're pro-life.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, it's like when your supermodel friend like gives you flirting advice.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, just go up and steal their drink. It's like really fun and flirty.
You get punched in the face.
I stole someone's drink. They backhand me. Like, you can bounce up because you're like a model. But like, if I did that, they would literally like choke me with one hand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's truly. So yep. they post this pro-life documentary.
Yeah.
And lose a bunch of followers from what I heard, which is so funny to me because I posted about this when it happened. I was like, who was following them that was pro-choice before?
Yeah.
Like, are you stupid? Like, it's like when, if it came out, I assume they hate gay people.
Yeah.
I'm sure they love, quote-unquote, gay people, but I'm sure they don't vote for gay people. If it came out that Savannah LeBrant, like,
yeah,
she was caught on film saying, I don't believe in gay marriage, there would be fucking drama all over the internet. And I'm like, what is this drama? What did you think was happening? You think yeah. they were going to pride parades?
Yeah.
What were you confused about? So they post this documentary, a bunch of people freak out. In the documentary, Savannah LeBrant is basically saying, you know, I was a teen mom.
Yeah.
And I had my baby.
Mm-hmm.
And look at me now. I'm famous I'm on gorgeous. The internet and I'm gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I'm a millionaire. And I was like, this is the most idiotic argument to yeah. being pro-life. You went viral on Vine and you're basically saying, I did it, you can do it too. That helps no one. You think everyone who's a teen mom can just go viral on Vine?
Yeah.
First of all, you're already like so gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
You are like, it's just, and even if you're gorgeous, so a lot of people still can't go viral on Vine, especially not anymore.
Because it's so hard right now.
You still post every day on Vine.
Yeah.
But it was just so wild. It was such a lack of awareness of, like, your privilege,
mm-hmm.
how much privilege you have, why, oh, what are some reasons why maybe me being a teen mom worked out? Maybe because I have so many supportive people in my life. Her mom, like, lived with her.
Yeah.
To help raise her. You know what I mean?
There is also in the video, they compared abortion to various genocides throughout history. They, like, the 1994 Rwanda genocide. And then 1975 to 1979 Cambodian genocide. I'm actually surprised that they knew about those.
They did not. There's no way. They definitely.
They Googled genocide and then they read, yeah. But it then shows the death toll from. Everyone has to always mention the Holocaust. And I mean,
stop
like.
Stop talking about the Holocaust.
Nothing is like the Holocaust. Stop using it as a parallel. You're not. Oh my God. It's such a horrific event. Nothing that you're going to say comes close.
It's also just like, forget, why, what do you think, and
yeah.
what are you doing? Like, nobody, you don't need to bring it up. It's not related to this. It's like when people, same vein, yeah. people love to compare every politician to Hitler.
Yeah.
And I am just like, do you know anything about Hitler? Anyways, they compared it to that, which is crazy and doesn't make any sense. And then they interviewed a bunch of people who are probably in their church who thought about getting an abortion and didn't. And it really popped off. People were shocked. The video has almost 500,000 dislikes and 89,000 likes.
So basically, I mean, the abortion video was, you got to watch it. Like, it's like, you know, The Notebook. You just have to see it for yourself.
It's just not even, but I guess it'd be considered a scandal. I just was shocked people thought this was a scandal because I'm like, yes, they're pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, look at these people.
Yeah.
And there's tweets from, I mean, they've tweeted conservative things before. Like, I don't think, I don't assume every Christian is conservative, but they've tweeted things where you know they are like it's just obvious. So I was not surprised. I think just like they do such a I want to word this correctly, But I just find it to be the most embarrassing video because there are, I'm fully pro-choice, obviously.
Uh-huh.
100% pro-choice. There are people who have, like, an educated background, obviously, who are pro-life.
Yeah.
Who, like, make statements that I disagree with, but maybe are based in some scientific truth. I disagree with them. We just, yeah. like, disagree morally on things. It felt like two people making a documentary who, like, had as much knowledge about abortion as, like, any random person who's done no research. Like, just a Christian yeah. who's pro-life that's, like, did you know that, like, killing babies is, like, bad? Like, yeah. that was, like, the end of the research they did.
Oh, my God.
Where I'm like, you don't even help. Do you think you were giving me new information in yeah. this video? Like, this documentary was just basically you coming out as pro-life. This was not teaching anyone anything.
Yeah.
You have no new information. It's just, like, a very manipulative video of trying to, like, pull at the heartstrings, which I'm like, clearly I am not pulled by the heartstrings by things like this because I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
And I think you're wrong. So it was just such an embarrassing video.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I think anyone can take any topic I disagree on and probably make a video if yeah. they get the right people and the right facts to make it seem like a video that makes anyone go, huh, interesting. This was not that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know there's someone I'm thinking about right now that I try my darndest to cut them out of my life, but they are connected in a way that I can't get rid of. But like, they are beautiful. Like, mm-hmm. gorgeous, incredibly talented. But the shit they say is like this, where, like, talking about our, like, you know, like, really, what was in the vaccinations? And they are so serious. They're like, but they're like.
But they've never Googled it. Like, that's what it always is. They love to ask a question that they could easily answer.
Like, they're like, they're beautiful. So when they're saying it, no one has ever disagreed.
Yeah. So I think it is, but it's so annoying to me because I'm like, if you're going to make a documentary.
Uh-huh.
Look up, I don't know, one thing. Maybe yeah. you should. Why are you making this documentary besides that you can?
Yeah.
Because you have more money than God.
Yeah.
And you just are, no people will watch it.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I mean, because you can take any political view and make someone seem stupid. Like, I've seen videos, somehow ever so often, a video will come up where it feels like my For You page is like testing me to see like, yeah. oh, are you still liberal or should we start giving you like conservative yeah. videos? And I'm like, no, stop, please. But a video will come up where it's like, a conservative person talking to a liberal person, and the video makes the liberal person look like the biggest idiot on planet Earth, usually because the person in that video is an idiot. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you're interviewing this liberal person who, like, does not clearly really know what they're talking about. Do you know yeah. what I mean? Like, their facts are wrong, or they don't even, like, have any facts to back anything up, and they're kind of just, like, easily stumped. Like, those people exist on both sides. Do you know yeah. what I mean? And both media conglomerates, conglomerates is the wrong word. Both sides are just taking videos of that other type of person, being yeah. like, look, they're all stupid. It's like, and I love these videos, but when you watch The Daily Show and they go and interview at Trump rallies, and they're yeah. like, there's like one where they're like, why was, like, what are you trying to find out? And the guy's like, I'm trying to find out why Obama wasn't in the Oval Office when 9/11 happened.
Uh-huh.
And which is like very stupid because Obama was not president when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
And then the Daily Show guy is like, well, how are you going to figure that out? And he's like, I don't know, but I'm going to find out where Obama was when there are people, but that is like, that's
also
the biggest
insinuating
idiot.
That if Obama did 9/11, he'd be dead.
Yes. It's a crazy, but it's also just like, this man really wants to know why he wasn't in the White House on 9/11.
Oh my God. I posted about this in my Instagram story like a while back. This reminds me of Dale Earnhardt died mm-hmm. during a NASCAR race.
Yes.
And there was like, not just like text on the bottom, like that's generated by TikTok. Someone overlaid text, do not try stunt. This is being done by a professional.
Yeah.
And I was like, he died. Like, this is not the professional, like, died.
Oh my God.
Like, so, like,
yeah.
Why would any, like, to replicate the stunt, you would go in knowing that you're about to die. Like, what do you mean, right. don't, like, this is performed by, this is not executed by, like, what?
No.
Okay, so, yeah, that's like the Obama new laws. Yeah. There are some other, like Kendall said, the Everlay dog prank. Yeah, he's just, yeah, at the bottom, he tweeted, no longer a virgin, hashtag marriage rocks. And I remember that day because I was, Twitter was my bread and butter back in 2017.
Yeah.
And I just had a field day with that. And then he one time he posted a photo of Trojan condoms that says, guess I should start figuring out how to wear these things. Actually, no, you shouldn't because you're married now.
Yeah. And also, what? They have not clearly used, they have like 18 kids.
They use the pullout method.
Not well. Yeah, I guess so.
Which is fairly effective. I have never, for a week I was on birth control.
But I've never been on birth control.
I just like never got into it.
Yeah, couldn't get into it. Couldn't crack it. Just didn't like it. Uh-huh. I always was just like birth control is like, I guess the main reason I'm not on it is that I have never had sex with a man. But
you
also,
have had sex with men.
No, I gave a
you
hand job.
You didn't kiss them.
Yeah.
It was okay, yeah.
I just gave a little hand job under the cover. Does that count as sex? You don't need to wear a condom for that. Or you don't need to be on birth control for that.
I mean, they can be wearing a condom yeah. for easy cleanup.
But the I was always like, because I have really bad period cramps, like so bad to where it like knocks me out yeah. for a couple of days. And everyone's always like, go on birth control. But I'm like, I feel like I'm on so much medication because of my lupus. The thought of adding another medication to the mix is so stressful. And I feel like every person I know who's on birth control has had like some other reaction
oh,
to
yeah.
birth control that is like negative.
Yeah, they're like, one of my boobs grew and then I like gained weight in my back only. And you're like, what the hell?
My big toe is massive.
Yeah, my uterus.
I gained 50 pounds of my big toe.
My uterus shifted to my thigh. Yeah. I'm like, okay, this is not worth it.
Or people are like, mental health medication is so confusing already because yeah. you're like trying to figure out how you feel, which uh-huh. is already hard enough. But like, also it's like, well, you start your medication, like if you get on antidepressants, you have to wait 2 weeks. And then you're kind of like sitting there being like, do I feel sad or do I feel better? It's like yeah. so hard to already navigate. And I know so many people whose like birth control has made them feel mentally different or yep. whatever. So I'm like, I'm not mixing birth control with my Zoloft and my Vyvanse.
Oh yeah.
So, like, Jesus Christ. We're
gonna, I mean, circling back to the family mommy vlogger situation. Obviously, them filming their kids. I feel like Everly is a natural performer, whatever. But I feel like most of the kids, when they age out, they're going to be like, this is a nightmare.
Yeah.
So this is just, you know how Azealia Banks has like her prediction list?
Mm-hmm.
I predict that every single like family vlog channel, the kids are going to be like, that was a nightmare.
When we talked about the 8 passengers, I said like, I don't even know if I said natural performer, but I was just like, Everly LeBrant clearly likes performing. She's like a dancer. She like likes attention. She clearly is not like actively upset about being filmed right now. I think she will be very upset in the future. But so the fact that there are some kids on the internet, so like even if it was just Everly LeBrant, I'd be like, she shouldn't be allowed to be filmed. This is not okay.
Yeah.
So then when you see kids on the internet who literally look miserable and are like, please stop filming me.
Yeah.
The thought of them in 10 years is so insane because I'm like, I think any kid who's their entire life put on the internet is going to be scrutinized and have a hard time.
Uh-huh.
And so I only compare it to Everly LeBrant because I'm like, I think she's going to go through that too. And she seems like she wants to do this.
Yeah.
I think you as a parent have to step in and be like, no.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. Because it's like, I mean, at least with Everly, I'm like, I think it's kind of like if Beyonce's kid went to regular school, that would be a nightmare probably.
A safety hazard.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, that will never happen. So when people are like, why did Elon Musk name his kid this name? I hate Elon Musk, but I'm like, that kid's never going to fucking get bullied. Who's going to bully Elon Musk's son? Like,
actually,
he's probably not even going to have access to other children.
Mark Zuckerberg's son.
in a boxing ring.
I actually think about it now. Like, Elon Musk's son will never be bullied in the traditional way. But other billionaires' kids would definitely make fun of him.
That's true. But I'm just usually like, yeah, it's just a different life. Like these,
Elon
when you're
Musk,
that
sorry,
famous. No, go ahead.
Elon Musk looks like he still wears one of those baby helmets that like shape your skull. But he like wears it as an adult. Like I feel like he always has it on at home.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I've seen it. Oh, but what I was going to say is that at least with the people like that, I'm like, yeah, well, they're in a private school and they're like literally having no contact with regular people.
Uh-huh.
So the scrutiny may be a little less.
I actually think the private school kids are worse.
I would not fucking know.
Yeah. If I had to choose between.
Have you been to a private school?
Yeah. My middle school was private.
God damn.
Those kids were. The Murdaugh kids went to my private school.
Did you meet them?
No, because they were. It was K through 12. And they were the youngest. I was in eighth grade and they just got in. I remember seeing that kid and I knew the Murdaughs. The Murdaughs were huge. Like they were huge in like South Carolina.
Oh, right. I know. I watched a documentary.
But I mean, like they were like everywhere. Ooh. I remember I was in the same class as the mayor's son and he was always talking about the Murdaughs. And like their shit was like everywhere. Hilton Head, I lived in Beaufort and they went to like, they were in Hilton Head and, oh, guys, help me. But, yeah, they were huge.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So the private school kids are terrifying.
Yeah. Ooh, I wouldn't know, but that's crazy. Yeah, so I guess I assume Everly LeBrand is going to, like, some. Well, she's homeschooled now. So I'm like, yeah, I guess, like, you know, this music video just came out and she's getting bullied online for it. I don't know what access she has to that. What I think is crazy is when family vloggers put their kids on film. They film their whole life and then they send them to public school. And I'm very pro public school.
Yeah.
But then like, if you're going to put your kid in that situation and then just be like, well, you need to live a fully normal life.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's crazy. You can't make them do both. They can't do both. Like they're going to go and get fully bullied at school.
Yeah. Like how about you just reverse the roles? Like you have your kid film you using a porta potty and now you go to work. Like, let's see how that turns out.
Literally.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, oh, it just gets me so riled up because you'll even hear on like, there's so many, I've seen this so many times, a parent on a family vlog channel will say, this and XYZ happened and I didn't share it for a really long time because I was afraid of what people were going to say. Or they'll say, this happened in my life and we're not talking about it on the vlog because it's pretty personal. They like monitor things like that for themselves
yeah.
and then not their children. It just like really irks me.
They don't think that their children are real people.
Literally.
Yep.
But it's also like Everly LeBrant is the classic popular girl. Like if she went to my middle school, she would fucking own my ass. Do you know what I mean? Like she's
yeah.
so like pretty and she's an incredible dancer and
yeah.
her parents are rich and she like is cool. All your kids aren't going to be that. They're not. Like not all your kids are going to be cool. One of them's going to be kind of weird. You see, like,
gay.
One of them is going to be gay, and then you're going to have to
not
vlog
them. I think they're all
going to
be gay.
Oh, I pray. I do pray for that. But a lot of these family vloggers, I think they, like, freak out when their kids just turn into, like, normal 10-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And they're like, why don't you look like Everly LeBrant?
Oh, that reminds me of what's happening. Do you know Adriana Lima?
I know that name, but no, not really.
She's the Victoria's Secret model.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
And she had a girl, like a daughter, with this not-so-attractive man, but he's, like, famous as well. And everyone's like, her daughter's so ugly. I'm like, she's literally 10.
But that's like when Mason Disick, I think, Kourtney Kardashian's son.
Yeah.
Paparazzi photos are taken of him. I don't know how old he is, but at the time he was like 10. And it's just like grown adults being like,
yeah,
making fun of. And it's so, first of all, it's embarrassing because he doesn't look bad. He looks like a 10-year-old. Like
yeah.
he doesn't look bad.
Yeah.
I don't know how a 10-year-old, what it would take for me to think a 10-year-old looks bad because I'm like, they look like a 10-year-old.
Yeah. The only time I could reasonably see myself saying there's something wrong with that 10-year-old is if they just have like that big old like fruit punch mustache all the time. I'd be like, what the hell is wrong with that?
Yeah, if Mason doesn't have a Gatorade
yeah.
ring around his mouth, that would make me make fun of him. But
I'd
you
be
can
like,
change
Courtney,
that.
Come on.
Yeah, right. Because yeah. I'd be making fun of the mom. I'm like, this is sick.
Yeah.
And you're feeding your kids Gatorade. There'd be so many questions because she's so organic. It just wouldn't make any sense.
But like, at no point would we see like a 10-year-old looking normal and be like, that 10-year-old's ugly.
Ugly. Like the thought of like a 10-year-old, like, it's just so bizarre.
Yeah.
But people will do whatever. So I think that's just like, I don't even know. I don't know. I'm just going in circles, but people are.
I think we made effective good points.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Like a dear John. That's all I can keep singing.
I feel like that's not real, and you actually just made that up.
I swear, because the song is Dear John. Saying like a Dear John just really makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Because it's just she named Taylor Swift's song, but how can you be like a Dear John? But I do like the part when she goes, are you 22? Can you shake it off or look at what you made me do? That's my favorite part.
Okay. I'll have to listen to it when I'm alone and out of my mind. But we actually do have, is it someone related to the LeBrant family or?
This is really exciting. We actually have Cole LeBrant here.
We do?
I reached out months ago.
Oh my
God. And asked if he would come.
I prayed for this moment. So I'm actually so excited that God answered my prayers.
Yeah, he's here. He does not know we are gay, so do not tell him.
I will not do this at him. Sorry.
But we're excited. I unfortunately can't talk to him because I don't want to. So I'm actually have asked to leave. I said I'll get him into the studio, but then I'm going
to
head out.
Yeah, and I'll talk to him. We're both Southern.
You have something to talk about.
Yeah, but I'm going to talk to him now, and I will see you in a little bit.
See you in a little bit.
And we're back. And in the studio today, we actually have Cole LeBrant himself.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, Cole?
I'm great. I'm happy to be here.
Good.
Happy to be here in California.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cowabunga.
Yeah.
So what got you into making videos?
You know what, Sarah? I was called.
Uh-huh.
I was called by the Lord.
Oh, okay.
I was called by the Lord to make videos. I started back when I was a teenager.
Of course.
And I was like, Jesus was like, you need to make these videos. So I really just like became really passionate about it because every video I make is really to spread the word of God.
Interesting. And what types of videos do you make to spread God's word?
Yeah. No, I make a ton of different types of videos. I make, last week we did 24 hours in a swimming pool filled with peanut butter.
And is that something like referencing like Leviticus or what?
No. We were just doing 24 hours in peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
It was so hard. I could not even pee. I couldn't pee or go number two.
Make it chunky peanut butter.
Oh, God, Sarah. No, I couldn't even do that because I was just supposed to be, I had to stay in the peanut butter. That did probably, 20 mil views. It was really good. My daughter Everly also did 15 hours on her channel. That's her main channel, 15 hours in the pool of peanut butter because she had school, so she couldn't do the full 24. But
of course, yeah. So
that was really close to my heart, that video.
So then my follow-up question is, what does that have to do with Christianity?
Right. So that, I think it's clear.
Yeah.
To me, so Jesus, and are you Jesus' follower?
In a sense, I guess.
Okay. Jesus was crucified.
Yes.
I view my family as kind of the current day Jesus. Because we are crucified. Like, we do these challenges, and people hate. They hate on us.
Have you been resuscitated after 3 days?
No. I don't know. Well, I did a challenge one time.
Uh-huh.
Where I was supposed to see how long I could go underwater for.
Yes.
And I did pass out, and I did have to have CPR done, and that was an awesome video.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that is like a huge part of why we are like we're a God-fearing family. For example, last year I released a documentary.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw it. It was awesome. It was basically about how I'm pro-life.
Uh-huh.
I'm anti-abortion, Sarah.
Yes.
And now we had to find a way to promote this because we were called upon to make this.
Of course.
So I was like, we got to promote it. So my daughter Everly and I, we go to Disney.
Uh-huh.
We do a dance routine to Doja Cat's Ain't Shit.
Yes, of course.
It blows up, Sarah. Blows up. And people now are going to our profile and they're seeing this message.
Yeah.
From God.
Okay.
About how that they should be pro-life. So that's kind of what we're doing here.
Yeah, what if you got aborted?
Oh my God, Sarah. That would be terrible.
Excuse me?
It would have been terrible.
Oh my who?
God. I'm always thinking about him.
Okay, so how do you, I'm assuming that these videos are monetized. I love Jesus and Tennessee. He's the only 10 I see.
I live in Tennessee.
Hell yeah.
With my wife. Come on, Sarah.
Sorry, you're more forgiving than I thought. So I'm assuming you make a lot of money on these videos.
Yeah. Make a ton of money.
How do you spend this money on God or the church?
Well, we do spend it, I would say, primarily on the church because it's expensive to, for example, a couple weeks ago, rented out all of Hurricane Harbor in Los Angeles. If you know what that is, that's a water park.
Yes.
I did 24 hours inside a water slide.
Okay.
That has never been done before.
Did they put, like, food down it?
They had to, yeah. They actually just poured protein shakes down it, and I would open my mouth and let it slide on in.
Good Lord.
And I was like, this is, it was expensive, like, to be real. It was really expensive because we had to rent out the whole park.
Yeah.
And not just one slide. They couldn't do it. So rent out the whole park, it cost like $200K to do. And that's, how am I benefiting from that? Well, some could say you made probably more than that on the video. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But also, I'm giving up my money to spread the word, like the good word, you know?
And how do you weave in the gospel into
24
hours?
It's in who we are. I mean, like, but it's me, right? Like, I am walking God's path.
Yeah.
So by doing these videos, they're all godly.
Did God go down the water slide?
In a way. He couldn't do 24 hours in a water slide because he was too busy being awesome Jesus.
Uh-huh. So you're doing what he doesn't have time.
Couldn't do. What he could not do, I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing, listen, Sarah, I don't read the Bible. I read it, but it's hard to stay focused, right?
Yeah,
and
like, I understand.
I've got kids, and the kids, they have a hard time staying focused on it too. So what I'm trying to do is make it fun.
Yeah.
I'm making it fun. Like, that's all this is about. Like, you know, my whole channel, like, I don't do this for the money.
Interesting.
I don't do it for the money. A lot of people misunderstand. Like, I don't do videos for money.
Oh, okay.
They are all for God.
Yes.
Like, 24 hours in a pool of peanut butter is traumatizing.
It's biblical.
Yeah, and I don't really believe in mental health help, but I felt really upset after I did it.
Yeah.
So that to me is like, that's me showing my commitment to him.
So you're in your quest to spread God's word. You swallowed a bunch of protein shakes that came down a water slide.
Yeah.
I assumed you passed them in a similar way.
Yeah.
And this was all for God. So yeah, and money is, it's funny. How do you lead people to God with this type of content?
Sarah, it is that, right? But you know what I mean? Mm. I'm getting a call, literally, I swear.
Yes.
I was like brainstorming content ideas. My phone rings.
Uh-huh.
I look at my phone. It is God calling me.
So you don't
calling me to make this waterside video.
You don't believe in mental health, right?
I know. I believe in just trusting him. So for me, like, he was like God. Like, I'm not supposed to make decisions in my life.
Uh-huh.
So even if I wanted to be a doctor,
yeah,
God called me to be a YouTuber.
Yes.
Because that was what I was supposed to do. So that's what I did.
Uh-huh.
So when I make these videos, he's kind of like, I always say God's kind of like my manager.
Yeah.
Because he tells me what videos to make.
Uh-huh.
He says, this is what is going to get people following me.
So you genuinely believe that the Lord is speaking to you in a very literal sense.
He calls upon me.
And he calls you.
And he DMs me.
Okay.
And he texts me and he emails me.
I think there's actually a very clear-cut reason for that, and it could be psychological. But so what does any of this, in the end, I guess, have to do with God?
What? You keep asking me that, Sarah. I'm telling you.
Because I'm not a believer yet.
Of what?
You.
Me? You shouldn't be believing in me. But I'm nobody.
But you're doing God's work.
I'm just Cole LeBrant.
You're doing God's work. So you are chosen by God.
No. We are all chosen by God, Sarah.
Why? How come God doesn't text me or call me?
He does. You don't answer.
That is true. My inbox is full.
This is the problem.
Uh-huh.
People, like, don't. Oh. I literally give every day to him.
Yes.
Everything I do is for him.
Yes.
If you don't understand how, I can't help you. Like, for example, okay, maybe this will spell it out for you. This week, I'm doing 24-hour Nerf gun war.
Why is it? What's with the length of time?
24-hour, because people like that, 24-hour Nerf gun war.
But does God like that?
God called for it.
Okay.
God commented on my YouTube video and requested it.
Yes.
I did an Instagram story asking for suggestions, and God was the first person in my inbox saying 24-hour Nerf gun war. I do the so that's next week.
Uh-huh.
Right? So do you get what I mean? Like, yeah, that is what I'm saying. It is for him.
For him.
Like, I don't know how to spell it out clear. Next month, I'm going to do, well, okay, this hasn't even been released yet, so this is, like, new information. I'm doing 24 hours in a huge hamster wheel.
What the hell?
24 hours in a huge hamster wheel. Like, right?
Could
like,
you do 24 hours in an asylum? Checked in?
I've already done that. I already did that.
Front desk? Volunteer yourself to be mentally...
I already did that one.
24 hours of psychological testing.
No, he didn't call for that one.
24 hours trying different mood stabilizers.
See, this is why your channel doesn't have as many subscribers as mine, as the LeBrant fam. Because you don't get the 24-hour thing.
Sorry. That's a really low blow.
Well, get on God's side and maybe...
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm converting, guys. But thank you so much, Cola Brandt, for being on drugs. Thank you for being on this.
What? What
and
do you mean?
We will talk to you guys next week.
What the hell? How was that?
I don't know.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sorry I made you do that.
No, it's okay. You can take the next one.
Okay, I'm going to. Thank you guys so much for listening. I promise I'm going to take my meds next week. I feel like I've been all over the place.
Yeah,
maybe when I listen back, I'll sound a little more normal. I'm imagining myself talking like I am high out of my mind, which I'm not.
You're doing great. How about I take your meds and my meds next week, and then you don't take any, and let's see who freaks out first.
You'd just be taking two ADHD medications.
Yeah.
That probably isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for watching. Everly, if you're listening, I know your parents don't let you listen to this podcast. Yeah, this is too inappropriate. But if you are listening, I do like your new song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do.
And
look at what you made me do. That's my favorite part.
Want to say, kids, I don't know why any of the LeBrant family would watch this. You deserve so much better. And... we will see you. Make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, and then make sure to rate us 5 stars on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any place you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
We post videos every Wednesday.
Yeah, every Wednesday.
And let us know if you're part of the LeBrant family in the comments down below.
And on that note, like a deer. Sorry, I love it.
And we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye. Finding a doctor is truly the hardest thing on planet Earth, which is so unfortunate because when you're feeling really sick, the last thing you want to do is talk to an old man who has no idea what you're going through and doesn't understand anything about medical stuff or science and just tells you to drink more water. That is just the worst feeling ever. And that's why I use ZocDoc. If you listen to this podcast, you know I'm obsessed with ZocDoc. It's the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.